91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Deanna Fraser. International Women's Day is done for another year, and to mark it, a march was held in downtown Belleville last night. Elise Heineman, a public educator at the Belleville Sexual Assault Center, says the day is to acknowledge the achievements of women globally.
International Women's Day is a worldwide event, and it's to acknowledge women all over the world from all walks of life, the work that they have done facing the marginalization that women are in.
Quite a few men attended the march last night, and Wesley Weiss was one of them. When asked why he was there, he had this to say.
Because I thought it was about time I did.
Around 40 people attended the march, which organizers say was more than expected. A 56-year-old Lindsay man, who allegedly claimed to be a former police officer, is facing charges in an internet exploitation investigation. Investigators say they found numerous fraudulent social media and dating site accounts. They believe the accounts were used as part of an elaborate scheme to convince women to become escorts. Police say victims reported the man posed as a retired peace officer to add credibility and convince them that what they were doing was legal. He is facing charges of impersonating a peace officer, publication of an intimate image without consent, criminal harassment, identity theft, and counseling to commit an indictable offense. Investigators say they believe there could be other victims and are urging anyone with concerns to come forward. Ottawa police say a man has died after being shot in the city's East End. Paramedics say one person was taken to hospital in critical condition after the shooting. Police later confirmed the unidentified man died of his injuries. Witnesses report hearing 3 or 4 gunshots in the area and seeing 2 vehicles speed away from the scene. There was no immediate word on suspects. This is Ottawa's 5th homicide of 2016. For the first time in nearly 20 years, a Canadian prime minister will be a guest at a state dinner at the White House. Justin Trudeau is headed to Washington today, where he and U.S. President Barack Obama will discuss a broad range of topics ahead of tomorrow night's official dinner. With a presidential election campaign underway, conservative critic Tony Clément says that whatever initiatives the leaders announce likely won't take effect anytime soon.
I do not expect to see anything meaningful come out of this, and I think it would be unrealistic for the Prime Minister to suggest that there's going to be a meaningful policy-laden dialogue that actually would get to fruition with the Americans.
The leaders are expected to make several announcements on climate change, border security, and possible steps to avoid a new softwood lumber dispute. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the party needs to unite around him. The billionaire won primary victories in Michigan and Mississippi last night. In an interview with NBC's Today show this morning, Trump said he won despite an onslaught of negative advertising from his opponents and the Republican establishment.
Every time there's a commercial, it was a negative ad in Florida about me, a horrible and false ad. These are false ads. These are disgusting false ads that were written by people that are absolute haters.
Trump leads the Republican field with 428 delegates. Winning the nomination requires 1,237 delegates. Police are hunting for a 23-year-old man in connection with a shooting incident last month in Niagara Falls. Investigators say a man fired several rounds at a fleeing car following the altercation in a strip club parking lot early on February 21st. A Canada-wide warrant has been issued for Malcolm Edwards on 3 counts of attempted murder and multiple firearm offenses. Niagara Regional Police say Edwards, who is considered armed and dangerous, is a resident of Niagara Falls but has ties to the Toronto area. Police say a Toronto Transit Commission employee who was wanted in a child pornography investigation has been found dead. They say a body was found Monday in Haliburton County and was later identified as Darren Padilla. However, his death is not considered suspicious. Police allege he was accessing and storing child sexual abuse images and videos on his computer. He was wanted on 2 counts of possession of child pornography and 1 count of accessing child pornography. Police had warned he was considered armed and dangerous. The Bank of Canada is holding its key interest rate at 0.5%. The central bank's announcement comes 2 weeks before the Liberals unveil a federal budget that is expected to include spending for infrastructure projects. Canadian Press reporter Chris Mayberry says the report also contains some positive messages.
The bank's statement on the state of the Canadian economy notes how oil and some commodity prices have rebounded in recent weeks, nudging up the Canadian dollar. It also said financial market volatility appears to be abating and economic growth in the states has continued to progress as expected.
But the bank also said financial vulnerabilities have crept higher and the commodity price slump has left overall business investment very weak. George Martin, who was the producer who guided the Beatles to stardom, has died in London at the age of 90.
His manager calls George Martin one of music's most creative talents and a gentleman to the end. Martin, in 1994, joked about the Beatles' popularity.
I must confess, when I signed them, I didn't think they'd last more than 25 years.
George Martin both witnessed and enabled the extraordinary changes of the Beatles, from a raw first album in 1962 that took just a day to make, to the months-long production of Sgt. Pepper. Martin won 6 Grammys and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999. I'm Sandy Kozel.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1204. Sports is next.
Responsible actions deserve to be rewarded. Like when you put snow tires on your car. Let us reward you with insurance savings. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. If your car is equipped with snow tires, we'll give you a 10% discount. We've partnered with Unica Insurance to make this offer possible. Switch to Mackey Insurance, where responsible actions are rewarded and your snow tires save you 10% on insurance. 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Now for QNET Sports. Jeff Teague scored 24 points to lead the Atlanta Hawks to a 91-84 victory over the Utah Jazz. Jazz forward Gordon Hayward says Utah has to overcome its late-game issues.
We have a lapse for whatever reason. Turnovers happen. We're not making shots or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. And now all of a sudden our lead's gone and we're in a dogfight. Momentum shifted and that's a different game.
The Toronto Raptors are just 2 games back of the first-place Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference standings after a 104-99 victory over the Brooklyn Nets last night. DeMar DeRozan scored 25 points and Kyle Lowry added 23. DeRozan says Toronto dictated the pace of the game in the second half.
We just got aggressive. You know, we got into the ball, try to dictate, you know, where we wanted the ball to go, try to make everything difficult for them. You know, just try to get stops. And we know once we get stops, we can just get out and play basketball.
Left-hander Jay Hopp takes the hill this afternoon as the Toronto Blue Jays travel to Port Charlotte, Florida to take on the Tampa Bay Rays in spring training action. It'll be Hopp's second exhibition outing. He went 2 scoreless innings his last time out. Chris Archer is expected to start for the Rays. Chicago Cubs will also see some spring training action. A contract extension for pitcher Jake Arrieta is being discussed. Arrieta says he hopes the decision, one way or another, comes soon. He says once games starts in April, he doesn't want to talk about his contract because it becomes a distraction.
You know, once April's here, you know, we just need to worry about winning games. And, the financial stuff, I just feel like it takes away from what we're trying to do as a team, and I don't necessarily like that.
The Carolina Hurricanes finally have a shootout victory this season. It came at the expense of the Ottawa Senators. Rookie Jacob Slavin scored in the 4th round of the tiebreaker as Carolina edged the Senators 4-3. The Hurricanes have picked up points in 3 straight games. Jonas Gustavsson made 42 saves and the Boston Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0 in a matchup of Atlantic Division leaders. Bruins center Patrice Bergeron says he likes the way Boston is playing with the playoffs looming.
We have 14 games left. We have some more work to do, but at the same time, I think at this time of the year, we're starting to see some good things happening, and we got to keep, like I just said, grow as a team.
The Toronto Maple Leafs will try to halt a 6-game slide when they welcome the New York Islanders to the Air Canada Centre tonight. 5 of those 6 Toronto losses have been by 1 goal, including Monday night's 4-3 shootout loss to Buffalo. Elsewhere, Calgary hosts the Nashville Predators, and Vancouver is home to the Arizona Coyotes. In local sports, the Wellington Dukes will be hosting the Aurora Tigers tonight in Game 3 of their OJHL quarterfinal series. Wellington has a 2-0 lead, but goaltender Ollie Lafreniere says the Dukes have to play the game as if they were down 2-0. Lafreniere has 79 saves on 82 shots. Game time is 7 o'clock at the SRock Arena. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly cloudy with a high of 14. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of showers with a high of 9. It's 12:08. It's 12 degrees at QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser. News on 91X, next at 1:00.